नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यम् नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैस्तिकी।
We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10th, Chapter 87, titled The Prayers of the Personified Vedas, Text Number 40. Tvat avaghami naveti bhavat utta Shubha Ashubhayo Guna Viguna Anvayan Tarhi Deha Britam Cha Giraha Anu Yugam Anuham Saguna Gita Paramparaya Shravana Mrita Yataha Tvam Apavarga Gatihi Manujai. Tvadavagamina Veti Bhavadutta Subhashubhayor Guna vigunayam tarhi deha britam cha gira Anuyugam anvaham saguna gita paramparaya Shravana brito yatastvam apavarga gatir manujai Tvadavagamina veti bhavadutta shubhashubhayor Guna viguna vayam tarhi deha britam cha gira Anuyugam anvaham saguna gita paramparaya Shravanabrito yatastvam apavargo gatir manujai Tvadavagamina veti bhavadutta shubhashubhayor Guna viguna vayam tari deha britam cha giraha Anuyugam anvaham saguna gita paramparaya Shravanabrito yatastvam apavarga gatir manujai
Thank you.
మదజీస్ What you avagami, one who understands, naveti, does not pay regard, bhavat, from you, uttha, rising, shubha ashubhayo, of the auspiciousness and inauspiciousness, guna viguna, of good and bad, anvayan, to the attributions, tarhi, consequently, dehabritam, of embodied living beings, cha, also, gira, the words, anuyugam, in every age, Anu aham, every day, saguna, so you who are endowed with qualities, gita, of recitation, paramparaya, by the chain of succession, shravana, through hearing, vritaha, carried, Yataha, because of this, Tvam, you, Apavarga, of liberation, Gatihi, the ultimate goal, Manujai, by human beings, descendants of Manu. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. When a person realizes you, he no longer cares about his good and bad fortune arising from past pious and sinful acts. Since it is you alone who control this good and bad fortune, such a realized devotee also disregards what ordinary living beings say about him. Every day he fills his ears with your glories, which are recited in each age by the unbroken succession of Manu's descendants, and thus you become his ultimate salvation. Purport. Text 39 clearly states that impersonalist renunciants will continue to suffer birth after birth. One may ask if this suffering is justified, since a renunciant status should not exempt him from suffering, whether or not he has a devotional attitude. As the Shruti Mantra states, Esha Nityo Mahima Brahmanasya Na Karmana Vardate No Kanyan. The perpetual glory of a brahmana is never increased or diminished as a result of any of his activities. Brihad Aranyaka Upanishad 2.7.8. To counter the objection thus raised, the personified Vedas offer this prayer. Impersonalistic jnanis and yogis do not qualify for full relief from the reactions of karma, a privilege reserved only for those who are tvad avagami, pure devotees constantly engaged in hearing and chanting topics concerning the personality of Godhead. The devotees hold firm to the Supreme Lord's lotus feet by their unrelenting Krishna consciousness, and so they need not strictly adhere to the ritual commands and prohibition of the Vedas. They can fearlessly ignore the apparent good and bad reactions of the work they do only for the Supreme Lord's pleasure, and they can equally ignore whatever others may say about them, whether praise or condemnation. A humble Vaishnava absorbed in the pleasure of Sankirtana, glorification of the Lord, pays little heed to praise of himself, which he assumes mistaken and happily accepts all criticism which he deems appropriate. One receives the authorized chanting of the Supreme Lord's glories by faithfully hearing from the sons of Manu the disciplic succession of saintly Vaishnavas coming down through the ages. These sages emulate well the example of Swayambhuva Manu, the forefather of mankind. Although Swayambhuva's life gradually came to an end, his long life consisting of Manvantara era was not spent in vain, since he always engaged in hearing, contemplating, writing down and chanting the pastimes of the Lord. Even if a neophyte devotee falls from the standards of proper behavior by the force of his past bad habits, the all-merciful Lord will not reject him, as Lord Krishna states, "For those who live in Bhadra Krishna, that is district of Mathura, I am the object of all worship. Even if the residents of that place fail to properly cultivate the religious principles that one should observe in the holy land, they still become devoted to me just by virtue of living there. Even if Kali, the present age of coral, has them in his grip, they still get credit for living in this place. My devotee who lives in Mathura is just as dear to me as you, Brahma, and your sons, Rudra and his followers, and Goddess Shri and my own self." Srila Sridhara Swami prays, "O Madhava, please let me understand you so that I will no longer experience the entanglement of material pleasure and pain. Or else, just as good, please give me a taste for hearing and chanting about you. In that way, I will no longer be a slave to ritual injunctions." Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dasi Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savajutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamsya Namahom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedantam Swamine Itinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasyatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhuya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna prema pradayate Krishnaya Krishna chaitanya namine gauratvise namaha. He Krishna karuna sindho dina bandhu jagatpate gopesha gopika kanta radha kanta namostute tapta kanchana gaurangi radhe vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. Because today's purport begins with the reference to the previous verse, so we'll also read the translation of the previous verse. Members of the renounced order who fail to uproot the last traces of material desire in their hearts remain impure, and thus you do not allow them to understand you. Although you are present within their hearts, for them you are like a jewel worn around the neck of a man who has totally forgotten it is there. O Lord, those who practice yoga only for sense gratification must suffer punishment both in this life and the next. From death will not release them, and from you whose kingdom they cannot reach. When a person realizes you, he no longer cares about his good and bad fortune arising from past pious and sinful acts, since it is you alone who control his good and bad fortune. Such a realized devotee also disregards what ordinary living beings say about him. Every day he fills his ears with your glories, which are recited in each age by the unbroken succession of Manu's descendants, and thus you become his ultimate salvation. So these are all very profound statements, and at the same time it is glorifying and revealing the power of devotional service in relationship to other yogas, especially whether it is jnana or dhyana, or what to speak about karma khanda. So spiritual life, many times people are interested, but they say that we don't want to be religious because in the name of religion there are many rituals and dogmas and many things which they want to keep away from this. But I want to be spiritual. So I remember one person asking this in one of the show to His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. He said, to be spiritual, do you have to be religious? So Maharaj was answering that even to be spiritual, you have to follow some rules and regulations. You need to be very strictly disciplined. But then your realization will be very superficial. You can't go deeper. Religion goes far deeper, because religion brings the concept of dependence, gratitude, love, reciprocation. So that is not there in just to be spiritual. But anyway, we are here reading about people who are very religious, who are following very strictly all the rituals, but if they have not erased, even if there is a tinge of selfish interest in the form of profit, adoration, distinction. Now, very harsh statement, they'll have to take birth again and again. So in this verse it comes back, how is it a person who is renounced, in one sense, isn't he pure? So to make us understand, so today's verse is saying, but the one who is holding on to the feet of the Lord, completely absorbed, he sometimes doesn't even care for the rituals. Now, this has to be taken with little. If anyone thinks that, well, I can also justify, this is for people who are completely absorbed and their heart is full of love and compassion for all other living entities. And in that compassion, they may or may not, some Vedic injunctions. And it says that, but still, they will be going back to the spiritual world. So this is how these two verses. So one of the word here it is said is ghira, words like what others speak about. You don't care what others speak about. Now this is also personal experience. Of course we care about what others speak about. It's not so easy if someone is criticizing us. Well, you will not be so detached. But in our parampara we have seen who are in this state of consciousness, pure, devotional. We can write from Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, extreme cases. He was a renunciant, but he didn't even care for any type of a prestige, or he would be also very external about it. You know, people who come for blessings to him, he would just be sitting there near the toilets, or he would be hiding inside the toilet if someone wants to come and they will make some temple for you. Be eating mud, or very extreme, didn't care. But within his heart, fully devoted. Same thing is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in this parampara. How he was so courageous and bold just to propagate this message. He didn't care what. He used to wear leather boots. He was dressing up like those days, of course, British Empire was ruling. He used to drive in a vehicle. Now this is all against. So what to speak about Prabhupada? Prabhupada, when he went to the Western world, there was nothing like Brahmacharini ashram before. In the Vedic tradition, there is one Brahmacharini ashram. Prabhupada was criticized. I mean, how can ladies be staying in the ashram? It's an ashram, Brahmachari ashram. But Prabhupada knew these girls, they were not staying with their parents. Anyway, they were independent. For their protection, he allowed them, yes, you can come and stay. So Prabhupada didn't care for what will people say, what it is said, who cares? But in our case it is not like that. So there is one article I just was reading. This is from Chaitanya Charan Prabhu. The title says, criticized. This is at our level of consciousness. When you are criticized, what do you do? Especially when you are criticized when it is not true. Criticism itself is painful, but more painful is when it is false. You are falsely accused. That time it is very painful. Reputation is important, especially for disciples. What to speak about preachers? If the preacher's reputation is not good, who will come and hear him? They have a doubt about it. So for a disciple, reputation is very important, and if he is not very careful about his reputation, it is reflecting on his guru. If you are like this, how are your guru? If you are doing something good, oh, how great your guru must be. So it is not something which is not connected. Just like in the case of Jay and Vijay, they did some mistake and Narayan took all the responsibilities. He said, I am responsible because they were representing me. So I remember once one brahmachari on his, just casually, it was his birthday. So I just, so Prabhu, please. So he said, please pray for me. Such a profound, I have still not forgotten. He said, please pray for me that I don't let my guru down. You can keep on thinking, right? How often do we think like that? That any of my activities, my behavior, my actions, I should not let him down. Means it's my reputation. So that sense, when it is criticized, well, there is a scope for clarity. You can go and... But then if the person who is criticizing is very hostile and is not prepared, how do you go and clarify? So then you have to use some way, intermediate person who is neutral. Well, it's not like this. The perception is wrong. So just to see that, you know, that is clarified. Because when this is done, many times the relationship improves. Otherwise, if it is not done, it just remains thinking that if you don't do it, it's as good as you accepted that it is true. So the person who is criticizing thinks, yes, see, I told you. So there is a scope. Of course, there is also a scope to counter it and say that your perception is wrong if there is an error in the perception. And there is again a scope to directly talk if he is intelligent enough to accept that perception is wrong. But the most difficult thing is a person has already developed or fixed. As it is said, a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. If no type of discussions, a dialogue is going to help because he is fixed. So there is the scope for ignoring. Now, ignorance doesn't come so easily. Because if you ignore, that means, also it means that you accepted it. But these type of things will not be possible unless we see there is some divinity in this. That means there has to be awareness, something beyond what is happening. Of course, Bhagavad Gita says about tolerance. Like Prabhupada would say that, don't blame the instrument of your past karma. It's just an instrument. So that means it's not the person responsible. But there is one very nice thing I heard when in Maharaj's one of his class is giving about how sometimes clarifying can bring about transformation in the person who is criticizing. This is a real life story which happened in US. Now, the public prosecutor there, they are very aggressive about proving that how this person is guilty and to put them behind bars. And the more they put people behind bars, the more credits they get and the more they go up in their, you know, hierarchy. They get promoted up and they can also contest to be a mayor. Public prosecutors, this is how they are very much this. So this one public prosecutor, very shrewd, very sharp, very intelligent, he put this lady behind bars. She was a young lady, she was married, she had children. He put her behind bars and, everything is over. Case is lost. So she wrote a letter to him. I know I can't do anything. I am behind bars. The accusation was she was selling drugs and prostitution. This is what she was accused. And it was proved. It was proved that she was selling drugs. So now she had a scope to just... She said that, I can't do anything now, but I'm just thinking about my children who are there out, unprotected. One of them 4-year-old, one 8-year-old and 10-year-old. What will happen to them? So I wanted to write a letter to you. She wrote a letter that when I was young, I was sexually abused. So she already had that type of an impression. So we don't know how when people react, what is their past and how do they get into these type of actions. And when she grew up, she got married and she had 3 children. Her husband ditched her. Now she was alone with 3 children. She had to take care of the children. She has to provide them food. She has to provide them shelter and medicine. And of course, her whole physical presence. Now, these children are so small that daytime she has to be there with them. Because they are so small. So only thing if she has to earn is earn when they are sleeping. So when they are sleeping, she used to get into this type of activities, you know. She used to do prostitution, selling drugs. But anyway, I had to tell you this. So I was a little concerned that what happened to me may happen to my children. That's why I had concern. She wrote this letter. Now this is a clarification, whatever you can say. So when he read this, obviously his heart melted. So he gave up his public prosecution and he became a criminal lawyer. So from that day onwards he started defending criminals. Because he had experience that, like there is a saying that every sinner has a past. So he started defending them. So just a point that to bring out that how we are very judgmental. This is a very serious topic that like a few days, just day before yesterday, one of my friend we were together in college, now he's a psychiatrist in Canada, he came here. So he came with this concept about that most of my patients who have this depression and this problem, one of the reasons why they continue to be depressed and the medicines are not effective is because they have not forgiven the person who has caused them this damage. The not forgiving thing in the heart, health research has already proved it, documented, that not forgiving is the cause of many emotional and physical problems. Emotional people can be non-functional. So he wanted to know more about what does religion say about forgiveness. So but then he himself had his own techniques. He said, these are the steps, these are the techniques, because people want, when they did a research in the US, people said, more than 90% they said, yes, we would like to forgive, but how? Because it is so deep within, the scars are so deep within, how do I do that? Now all these modern science techniques, I hope and pray that it works, but nothing like spiritual knowledge. So same thing when someone has criticized, Bhagavad Gita says that you have to tolerate, because this has nothing to do with your body. You are a soul. So you should not get affected. Just tolerate. But more important than tolerance is to understand that awareness that we are very insignificant. Now that comes only in relationship with the Lord. The more you understand Lord's nature, His mercy, that degree we understand how insignificant we are. A person who realizes how insignificant he is, I'm sure his expectations are not high. So there is no question about anyone. So now here in this verse it says, one who is self-realized. Is this the word? That word says, the first word, Tvad Avagami, the person who has, this is realization. This is realization. Means he is so much within, pure. So nothing. And who says what doesn't affect him? But our level of consciousness, to establish our reputation, behalf of a Guru Maharaj, if it is not true, there is a scope to defend. But the most difficult thing is when thing is already established and there is no scope for any clarification, people have fixed perception, what do we do? So Chaitanya Charan Prabhu puts one very nice, this is said by George Bernard Shaw. He said, I learned long ago never to wrestle with a pig. You get dirty and besides the pig likes it. Now this is a very harsh statement to say that someone who is criticized. Of course it is not that we say the person who is criticized is like a pig and who is not going to accept any clarification. But it means that the nature, there is no way, you know, to fight it. Because you go to fight, it is not going to end. It is going to become more and more acrimonious and then your relationship is going to become worse and the wrestling, he likes it. So when do we ignore or, you know, just leave it, give it up? What to do? It's Lord's will. So these type of things is an inspiration that how do we react when... So he also adds very much for our inspiration that actually for our own introspection, when the Lord is putting in that situation, it is for our own good. Because the Lord never does anything. It's just a mercy. So he gives analogy of a goldsmith putting gold in fire. Now when the gold is put in fire, all the unwanted things get destroyed and the gold comes out shining. Isn't it? Now, when the gold is shining, everyone can see it. But a person who is tolerating, it's not necessary that everyone can see it. But those who have that vision, they can see, oh, this person is really has a strong nature. He is just tolerating, even though he is not wrong. He has just not, he has given up. And so similarly, so everyone may not be able to see, but some people will see that shining nature within. So there is a scope for tolerance in this type of situation, but same time it has to be balanced. That when we need to confront, counter, clarify, this should be done. Or it is also like that goldsmith, the critic, not be able to see means the goldsmith is doing it, but his face gets covered up with so much of, you know, soot, darkness, that he can't see it. The one person who has put in, he can't see it, but others can see it, that the gold is shining. So these are few things in relationship to these verses for our own spiritual growth. Relationship is one of the most serious problem all over. And no relationship can survive if you don't have this type of ideas that why does it happen, and forgiveness becomes one of the most integral part for anyone's development. So this one of my friend is saying all over the world, he's saying patients walk in, depressed, they have gone to so many doctors, nothing is working. And suddenly one day we just have some type of, you know, counseling. And the doctor asked that, how are you feeling? No, I stopped all the drugs. How is that? Then, no, I had gone to the church or something like that, and I have forgiven that person. So, in English there is a saying that not forgotten is not forgiven. But that is not true. You may forgive, not necessary that you have to forgive. You can't forget. But forgiven. So you come out of depression. A healthy condition. So this is happening. So on the positive side, if we have to know, we already spoke about such personalities who have lived a life. There was a few days back reading about one such personality. Is Narahari Chakravarti Thakur in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now he, right from birth, he was a celibate, pure. His father was disciple of Vishwanath Das Chakravarti Thakur. And right from early days of his life, you know, he was such an expert musician. He could sing, he could dance. He's a poet. He would write books, several books. So imagine what adoration, prophet, what would speak. Because he was within, absorbed, he knew everything is just a mercy of the Lord. In Radha Govind temple, he would be doing such menial work. He would never get disturbed by anyone, whatever they want to say. He was so famous for cooking bhoga for Radha Govind. Every day such nectarian. Because of pure love. And just to remind himself that he is a servant. Now to remind ourselves that we are servant is not so easy in this type of maybe in the temple, but when you go out, it is that awareness that I am a servant. Now to remind himself, even though it was Vrindavan, what to speak, you know, Vrindavan, but he would go out to pluck flowers. He will prepare chandan. He will go and to the forest and get wood. with this attitude that I am just a servant and to serve the Lord, and he would fan Radha Govindaji standing outside the altar by pulling the rope. So there is a fan inside. The fan will move like this. It'll pull. So there was a lot of appreciation for his this, but what was his state of heart? He would say that I am a wretched soul. Now, you can't say like that, but really from his heart he was speaking that I don't deserve anything. This is just a mercy of you all and my spiritual master. Because you are allowing me to do it. Imagine you are allowing me, so I am getting an opportunity to do it. That's all. I am grateful for all these things. I don't have anything. Now this is Narahari Chakravarti Thakur, and this way there are several personalities in Chaitanya Leela who reveal to us that this term Tvad Avaghami, isn't it? One who has understood. The Lord, as the previous verse says, that one who has not understood, it is like a very valuable jewel on his neck, but he is not aware of it. So he is looking into many other things. But one who knows it, this is how he deals with others, this is how he behaves, because he is fully satisfied within. So he doesn't care for all the auspicious, inauspicious, good and bad fortune happening. And he is not bound by the laws of nature. So he goes back to the spiritual world, means he doesn't have to take part. So this is what same thing we saw in Prabhupada. And now this is the month of marathon. Prabhupada would, some journalists used to come and ask, oh, you, Swamiji, you have authored so many books. And Prabhupada would say that, no, I have not written these books. It is Krishna who has written these books. The journalist will be bewildered. How can Krishna write books? So the disciple who was sitting next to Prabhupada, he said, what Swamiji means is, Krishna inspires him, he gives him the intelligence and he writes. So Prabhupada immediately said, who said that? Who's saying that? He said, it is Krishna writing it. Prabhupada was so sure. So you would see Prabhupada himself reading his own books. He would tell his disciples to read his books. Why would any author ask someone else to read books, his own books? Now what it means is transcendental knowledge is always, it's revealed. It is not, of course, we acquire by hearing from those who have the transcendental knowledge. That is what we hear. So as here it is said that eventually it is keeping our mind, ears, senses absorbed in hearing. And that transcendental consciousness can only protect from these type of things happening. So Prabhupada was, so in that sense, I am not a book distributor, but many of you are putting your efforts, going out. So I thought I'll just share with you that books, what we are carrying, these are not ordinary books. They are transcendental knowledge. They are not some information. These are transcendental. So anyone who reads what to, it is said that even someone touches the book, he is getting, his devotional service begins. So what to speak of reading it? So much more important it is for us to see that we read. Prabhupada sacrificed his whole life. What was told in 1922 and today, now we are in 2016. Just few years, it will be a centennial year for that instruction, where the books, never before in the history, so many Vedic literatures have been distributed. This is because of Prabhupada's love and compassion for all the conditioned souls. He said that in history will be known that we are the one who saved this world from going to hell. This looks very exaggerated statement, but it's a fact. Anyone who reads these books, his life changes. He's going in the direction. So here is an opportunity where Prabhupada is giving us books he has left behind. And in the previous verse it is said, one who is very austere, is doing all the rituals, is very fixed, is renounced, he's controlled his mind and senses. But then deep within his heart, there is desire for profit, adoration. He goes, he takes birth again and again. Death has captured him. So, we can also meditate about Prabhupada's sacrifice in this age of Kali Yuga. Quarrel and hypocrisy, criticism is very, very common and natural. Here I tried to focus on who is criticizing us. I didn't talk about we criticizing others. The focus on we criticizing others is another subject. But here it is, if we are criticized, how do we see it in all this context? So thank you very much for your attentive hearing. Srimad Bhagavatam Puran Ki Jai. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Prabhupada Transcendental Book Distribution Marathon Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.